Oh, yes. I know you know this, but this is a good sounding room. You like this place. We are, as I mentioned, the Hot Rise Band. We've been around for a little while. Many of you I know have seen us before. We played the Old Freight. We played a million places around here in the past. And we did start out in 1978, driving around in a 1969 Cadillac, which at that time we thought was pretty cool and modern. We had a trailer. We had a trailer, an old U-Haul trailer that we towed around that we, Tim and I, painted in his driveway to try to match the car, which was white over black. We used spray cans. Came out okay, but wasn't great. But that's how we roll back in the day. And I'm going to just quickly tell you that we've got Dr. Banjo, Pete Wernick, with the banjo.
Can I say something?
The only member of the band.
Well, yeah, you go ahead.
I'm proud to say that I played at the Freight and Salvage at its original location in 1969. And I'm so glad it's still around and bigger and better than ever.
That would have been like its first anniversary. That's 39 years ago. Yeah, yeah.
That was 49 years ago.
Or 49 years ago, yeah.
Woodstock.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I've heard of Woodstock. Dr. Banjo, venerable and with good reason, really. He was a pioneer in the bluegrass music community in New York City, and then he, of course, helped educate lots and lots of people about bluegrass through his books and his teaching and his jam camps and so on. So we sometimes refer to him as a banjolist. He's proud. With a guitar from Asheville, North Carolina, he is the, he's continuing the great tradition of Western North Carolina and producing amazing and spectacular flat pick guitar players. As we all know, Doc Watson came from there, and Doc and Brian got to play and record and be friends before Doc died. But Brian has won the IBMA Guitar Player of the Year award so many times that even he doesn't know. Give a big hand to Mr. Brian Sutton with a guitar.
The newest member of the band.
Yeah. He is the newest member of the band, only 16 years in, so he's still trying it on for size.
I'll catch up soon.
Yeah. With a mandolin, and he'll play some fiddle later on, from Wheeling, West Virginia. He has also won about every prize there is. IBMA Vocalist of the Year. He is a Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter. He is prolific and a prodigious talent, as we all know. He's made about 100 records. And he still looks exactly the same as he did in 1978. Give a big hand to Tim O'Brien on the mandolin, fiddle, and lead vocal. Yes.
This fella here needs a little bit of introduction, doesn't really need an introduction. I bet you already know who he is, a lot of you, but one thing that's really special, his voice goes all over the country and overseas by way of the E-Town radio show. And we're so proud of Nick for doing that show with his wife, Helen. They've been doing it 26 years, and it's a lot of work, but it's a great thing. And he plays in our band, plays all kinds of instruments, sings all the parts. Great MC, personal friend of mine. Please welcome, all the way from Hudson Valley, New York originally, please welcome Mr. Nick Forster on the four-string bass.